We begin today with athletics, and the Czech Republic had a disappointing time, to say the least, at the European Championships in Barcelona. Many members of the Czech team did manage to reach the finals in their disciplines, but nevertheless it was the country's poorest showing in the competition since 1990 in terms of actual medals. Among the medal hopefuls, Petr Svoboda was left holding his head in despair after tripping when on course for victory in the men's 110-metre hurdles. Zuzana Hejnová faded at the finish of the women's 400-metre hurdles, and Petr Friedrich could only manage to come 10th in the men's javelin, with a throw over 10 metres short of his best this year. Only Olympic champion Barbara Špatáková reached the podium, and she had to be satisfied with bronze in the women's javelin. Former decathlete Tomáš Dvořák is now the head coach of the Czech team.
I thought that even though they are a young team, they're also experienced, but still, they're lacking that little bit. Zuzka Hejnová is very experienced. She's taken part in so many competitions and been to the Olympics, so she knows what to do, but she clearly let herself get carried away. There's no point even talking about Petr Svoboda. He wasn't the first person to trip in the hurdles, and he won't be the last.
Olympic gold medalist Kateřina Emmons came away empty-handed from her first major tournament since returning from maternity leave, the World Sports Shooting Championships in Munich. The 26-year-old failed even to reach the final in the only event she took part in, the women's 10-metre air rifle, after finishing 19th in qualification. It was only the second time in her 10-year career that Emmons failed to take a medal in a top competition. Moving on to football, and after three rounds, Viktoria Plzeň topped the Czech league. Led by an in-form Pavel Horvat, they're now on 7 points after a 2-1 home win over Bohemians 1905 on Sunday. 1 point behind Plzeň are Slovácko, who beat Hradec Králové 2-1. And 1 point behind them in third place are Baník Ostrava, who put 3 goals past Brno without reply. Champion Sparta Prague, meanwhile, are experiencing a rather poor start to the season. They've lost 2 of their first 3 games, with their latest defeat, 1-0 to Cheska Budějovice, again showing how much they rely on defender Tomáš Řepka. Sparta's captain is currently suspended, pending a disciplinary hearing this Thursday, for evidently spitting at an opponent. That's all the sport for today.